Someday,
she said,
when you're being bugged by Oliver the Fifth...
He won't be called Oliver, be sure of that, I snapped at her. She didn't raise her voice, though she usually did when I did.
Listen, Ol, even if we name him Bozo the Clown, that kid's still going to resent you because you were a big Harvard athlete, and by the time he's a freshman, you'll probably be in the Supreme Court.
I told her that our son would definitely not resent me. She then inquired how I could be so certain of that. I couldn't produce evidence. I mean, I simply knew our son would not resent me. I couldn't say precisely why. Jenny then remarked,
Your father loves you too, Oliver. He loves you just the way you'll love Bozo. But you Barretts are so damn proud and competitive, you'll go through life thinking you hate each other.
If it weren't for you, I said jokingly.
Yes,
she said. The case is closed, I said, being after all the husband and head of household. My eyes returned to the state versus Percival, and Jenny got up. But then she remembered.
There's still the matter of the RSVP.